This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that temporary suspension of Operation Sindoor is not a conclusion, as India will continue to assess Pakistan's every move in the coming days to ensure that its future actions align with its commitments. Addressing the nation via video conference yesterday evening, the Prime Minister said that within the first 3 days of launch of Operation Sindoor, Pakistan suffered destruction far beyond its expectations. Mr. Modi mentioned that following India's aggressive countermeasures, Pakistan began seeking ways to de-escalate, appealing to the global community for relief from rising tensions.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर न्याय की अखंड प्रतिज्ञा है पूरी दुनिया ने इस प्रतिज्ञा को परिणाम में बदलते देखा भारत की सेनाओं ने पाकिस्तान में आतंक के ठिकानों पर उनके ट्रेनिंग सेंटर्स पर सटीक प्रहार किया आतंकियों ने सपने में भी नहीं सोचा था कि भारत इतना बड़ा फैसला ले सकता है लेकिन जब देश एकजुट होता है राष्ट्र सर्वोपरि होता है तो फौलादी फैसले लिए जाते हैं
The Prime Minister revealed that after suffering severe losses, Pakistan's military reached out to India's Director General Military Operations, DGMO, on 10th of May. Mr. Modi noted that Pakistan, in its appeal, assured that it would cease all terrorist activities and military aggression against India. Prime Minister Modi emphasized that Operation Sindoor is not just a name, but a reflection of the emotions of millions of Indians. He described the operation as an unwavering pledge to justice. Underscoring that unity is India's greatest strength in the fight against all forms of terrorism, the Prime Minister reaffirmed that while this era is not one of war, it cannot be one of terrorism either. He emphasized that zero tolerance against terrorism is the guarantee of a better and safer world.
हर प्रकार के आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हम सभी का एकजुट रहना हमारी एकता हमारी सबसे बड़ी शक्ति है निश्चित तौर पर ये युग युद्ध का नहीं है लेकिन ये युग आतंकवाद का भी नहीं है टेररिज्म के खिलाफ जीरो टॉलरेंस
The Prime Minister outlined three key pillars of India's security doctrine, and the first pillar is the decisive retaliation.
पहला भारत पर आतंकी हमला हुआ तो मुंह तोड़ जवाब दिया जाएगा हम अपने तरीके से अपनी शर्तों पर जवाब देकर रहेंगे हर उस जगह जाकर कठोर कार्रवाई करेंगे जहां से आतंकी जड़ें निकलती हैं दूसरा कोई भी न्यूक्लियर ब्लैकमेल भारत नहीं सहेगा न्यूक्लियर ब्लैकमेल की आड़ में पनप रहे आतंकी ठिकानों पर भारत सटीक और निर्णायक प्रहार करेगा तीसरा हम आतंक की सरपरस्त सरकार और आतंक के आकाओं को अलग अलग नहीं देखेंगे ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान दुनिया ने पाकिस्तान का वो घिनौना सच फिर देखा है जब मारे गए आतंकियों को विदाई देने पाकिस्तानी सेना के बड़े बड़े अफसर उमड़ पड़े
Mr. Modi sent the firm message to the world that any discussions with Pakistan will focus solely on terrorism and any negotiations with Pakistan will center around Pakistan-occupied Kashmir.
मैं आज विश्व समुदाय को भी कहूंगा हमारी घोषित नीति रही है अगर पाकिस्तान से बात होगी तो टेररिज्म पर ही होगी अगर पाकिस्तान से बात होगी तो पाक ऑक्यूपाइड कश्मीर पीओके उस पर ही होगी पाकिस्तानी फौज पाकिस्तान की सरकार जिस तरह आतंकवाद को खाद पानी दे रहे हैं वो एक दिन पाकिस्तान को ही समाप्त कर देगा पाकिस्तान को अगर बचना है तो उसे अपने टेरर इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का सफाया करना ही होगा इसके अलावा शांति का कोई रास्ता नहीं है भारत का मत एकदम स्पष्ट है टेरर और टॉक एक साथ नहीं हो सकते टेरर और ट्रेड एक साथ नहीं चल सकते और पानी और खून भी एक साथ नहीं बह सकता।
Home Minister Amit Shah has saluted the unparalleled valor of Indian armed forces and called them the shield of the country and destroyer of its enemies. In a social media post, Mr. Shah congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his exemplary leadership in delivering justice to the departed souls of Pahalgam terror attack. He added that Mr. Modi has always proven that no enemy of the country can go unpunished. Union Minister and BJP Chief Jagat Prakash Nadda has also lauded Prime Minister Narendra Modi's address to the nation and said that it reflects country's unwavering commitment against Pakistan and terrorism. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said that under Operation Sindoor, the Prime Minister has once again warned Pakistan while referring to the valour of Indian armed forces. Director General of Military Operation, DGMO level talks were held between India and Pakistan yesterday evening. In a statement, Indian Army said that issues related to continuing the commitment that both sides must not fire a single shot or initiate any aggressive and inimical action against each other were discussed. It was also agreed that both sides consider immediate measures to ensure troop reduction from the borders and forward areas. Director General Air Operations, Air Marshal A.K. Bharti, has stressed that India's fight was with the terrorists and their support infrastructure and not with the Pakistan military. He said it is a pity that the Pakistan military chose to intervene and bat for the terrorists, which compelled Indian armed forces to respond in kind.
We also reiterated that our fight was with terrorists and their support infrastructure and not with Pakistan military. However, it is a pity that the Pakistan military chose to intervene and bat for the terrorist, which compelled us to respond in kind. दोस्तों हमारी लड़ाई आतंकवाद और आतंकवादियों के खिलाफ थी इसलिए 7 मई को हमने केवल आतंकवादी ठिकानों पर ही हमला किया था.
Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday on Operation Sindoor, Air Marshal Bharti gave details about how Indian forces minimized damage to both civilian and military infrastructure of the country during Operation Sindoor. Speaking about the results achieved in countering the enemy threat over the last week, Air Marshal Bharti said Pakistan's PL-15 missile of Chinese origin missed target and loiter munitions and unmanned aerial systems were brought down.
We have talked about the loiter munitions and the unmanned aerial systems, and here are some of the glimpses of those systems which we have brought down. To your right, with the right undercarriage or the wheel, you can see is the Yiha system, which is of Chinese origin with Pakistan. You can see some quadcopters and you can see one odd Sonkar drone hanging by the wire. All these have been brought down by our trained crew and air defense systems.
The J&K government has decided to reopen schools and colleges in non-border districts of Jammu as well as Kashmir divisions from today. Education Minister Sakina Ittu informed this in a social media post yesterday. This decision was taken after comprehensive review of the ground situation in the aftermath of recent cross-border shelling incidents. India has rebutted US President Donald Trump's claim that he stopped the impending conflict between India and Pakistan by saying that he was going to do a lot of trade with the two countries. External Affairs Ministry sources said there was no reference to trade in the discussions between US Vice President J.D. Vance and Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the 9th of May. The BJP will organize an 11-day-long Tiranga Yatra across the country from today following the success of the Operation Sindoor. It has been organized as part of BJP's outreach to people about the Modi government's determined leadership and the valor of armed forces. Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced that the Indian Premier League 2025 will resume on 17th of this month after a week-long pause due to rising tensions between India and Pakistan. It was suspended on May 9th after India launched Operation Sindoor. The first match will be played between Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Kolkata Knight Riders at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru on May 17th. And that is the end of this news bulletin.